Chapter 4. I froze. After a moment, I turned my head, slowly, to look in the direction of the voice. An older man looked over the sights of a rifle he was resting on top of a large gas grill. He was probably in his early 60s, with hair and beard unkempt and gone to gray. And then I saw his eyes. Even though the man looked physically old and tired, his eyes said he wasn't a man to be trifled with. He knew what he was doing, and he would pull the trigger if given a reason. I didn't move any further.
"What the hell do you think you're doing?"
the man asked.
"Running. Mostly," I replied. I was too tired to try to come up with any sort of cover story, and I was pretty sure he'd already figured that much out on his own.
"I saw that,"
the man replied, confirming my guess.
"What? No, I guess the right question is, who are you running from?"
"I don't know," I shrugged. "I woke up in a building that looked like a war had been fought in it. A couple of guys attacked me and I killed them with a pistol I found in the room I woke up in. I don't know who they are, who they were. All I know is they were both big guys and had a strip of blue cloth around their arms."
"Well then, son, you are well and truly in a world of shit."
I cocked my head and looked pointedly at the rifle the man was holding.
"I'm pretty sure I already knew that."
The man chuckled.
"I'm the least of your problems. If you get killed by the blues, they will be coming for you."
"I kind of figured that," I replied. "They chased me across the highway, and I'm pretty sure they'll be here soon. I'd be happy to be on my way if you'd just point the gun some other direction."
"I haven't rightly figured what I want to do with you yet. If you've pissed off the blues, I'd probably get a decent reward for turning you into them."
He looked at me oddly for a second, then said,
"You look familiar. What's your name?"
"I don't really know," I said.
Something came to me.
"Call me Ishmael."
"Is that your name?"
"I don't know. I can't remember my name. In fact, I really can't remember anything beyond when I woke up 4 days ago. I've got amnesia."
"Amnesia, huh? Well, that's a stupid name to call yourself. Why don't you call yourself Fred or something? Can you at least remember your last name?"
"No. Although I'd be happy to tell it to you if I could, especially with your gun pointed at me. I don't suppose..."
"You suppose right. I'm gonna keep this rifle pointed at you until I get some answers and decide you're okay. Or I decide you're not okay and I kill you."
"Well, ask me your questions quickly then. Even though I don't want to die, I'm in kind of a hurry."
The man's brows knit.
"What did you do before the war?"
"What war?"
"What war? The big war we just had. The corporations throwing nukes around like they were treats for your kids. You don't remember that?"
"No, I don't. If it happened more than 4 days ago, I don't remember it."
"Most of the country's been wiped out. My guess is that Obsidian won, if there is such a thing in nuclear war. Teledyne seemed to get its ass pretty well handed to it, although there isn't much left of Obsidian either. Not much of the country, for that matter. I wouldn't go any further south. New Orleans took some hits during the bomb throwing, and most of it's radioactive."
"So what are you doing?"
"Same as everyone,"
the man said.
"We're hunkering down, waiting for the reestablishment of law by the police. The first few days were pretty bad, as everyone tried to hoard all the food, water, and ammo they could get their hands on. Lost my wife at the grocery store to a firefight. But now, everyone's just trying to defend what's theirs and hold on as best they can."
He nodded toward the house, and I looked over to see two more rifles pointed at me. That was probably a good thing, as I'd been trying to decide if I wanted to try to take the man. My reflexes were improving, but probably not good enough to beat all three. If I didn't have any other option, I'd still try it, but continued negotiations seemed the better bet. I'd also seen two young kids behind the people with rifles, and I didn't particularly want to kill their grandpa in front of them, no matter whether I was a psycho killer or not. "So what's it going to be?" I asked. "You going to kill me, hand me over to the Blues, or let me go?" The man turned his head and spat.
"I ain't got no problem killing people who trying to take away what's mine. Though I ain't big on killing someone in cold blood."
He waved the barrel of his gun toward the front of his property.
"Get the hell out of here. Maybe you can still get away from the Blues."
I didn't have to be told twice. "Thank you," I said, nodding to him as I went past. I went down to the street, turned left, and turned left again at the corner to continue north. I'd made it about a block when the gunfire started up behind me. Sometimes there's no escape in this fallen world.